Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today brings us to Hebrews chapter 8. In chapter 7, we learn that Jesus was our high priest. Today we learn that he is a priest of a better covenant. Let's listen in. The faith comes by hearing's reading of Hebrews 8.
Hebrews 8. Now the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. They serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying,
"See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain."
But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion to look for a second. For he finds fault with them when he says,
"Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and so I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord.' For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, for I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more."
In speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete. And what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away.
In 1993, at 38 years old, I read Hebrews chapter 8 through 9, verse 12. On that day, I wrote in my personal Bible reading journal, "Christ, the new covenant, better than the priests who worshipped and intervened on behalf of the Jews. Jesus is far better. He sacrificed his own blood and created the eternal covenant, no need for another. He opened the Holy of Holies to all believers, not just the high priest. Entry is through Jesus, who rent the curtain in two upon his death and resurrection." In 2005, at 50 years old, I read Hebrews chapter 8, and I wrote, "A new covenant, because the old didn't work. The daily sacrifice of animals did not forgive our sins completely, nor did it alter our behavior. We kept on sinning. Jesus dies once and forgiveness is complete, though we still keep on sinning. Praise God for a new covenant of grace." And referring to verse 9, I quoted, "I took them by the hand. How personal God is. Take me by the hand, Lord." In 2013, at 58 years old, I read Hebrews chapters 8 and 9 on the same day, and I wrote concerning chapter 8, "Reasons for a new covenant, for they did not continue in my covenant," verse 9. New covenant, question mark? And then I referred to verses 10 through 11. "He puts the laws into our minds. We know right from wrong, and in our hearts, so all people know there is a God, even those who deny he exists." That ends my journal entry, so let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 8. The first verse clarifies the discussions of chapter 7 and 8. It says, "Now the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in heaven." How awesome is that? Our high priest is seated at the throne of the Majesty in heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. The chapter continues to make the point that Jesus' covenant is better than Moses' covenant. Let's look at verse 6. But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion to look for a second. So we see here the old covenant from Moses was flawed. It could not save. Then the writer of Hebrews quotes Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. The Lord declares that a new covenant is coming. In this new covenant, the Lord declares, I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. Verse 13 concludes the matter. And speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete. So here in chapter 8, the author reminds us that Jesus is high priest of a better covenant. We can see through 8 chapters of Hebrews, the author is building a case that Jesus is superior to everything that is known to everyone else. He's superior to angels. He's superior to Moses. He's superior to the priesthood. And now he's superior to the old covenant. This Jesus, our high priest, one who sits at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven and continually intercedes for us. Again, we shout the hallelujah. So what's our application from Hebrews chapter 8? As Christians, we still believe in angels. We believe in Moses. We believe in the Levitical priesthood. We believe in the old covenant. But we don't depend on any of that for our salvation. We depend on this Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. These 8 chapters of Hebrews elevate him above everything else possible, everything else known to man. The book of Hebrews elevates Jesus as the one and only one who can offer us salvation. The author is making the case. Do you believe it? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that Jesus offers us a better covenant. We thank you that he is the one that sits at your right hand on the heavenly throne. We thank you that you sent him to us as our high priest, that all can know you from the least to the greatest. Thank you for putting your law in our minds and in our hearts. Thank you for being our God, and thank you for allowing us to be your people. And most of all, thank you for remembering our iniquities no more. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.